Dun, 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 Jimmy, John, John, John. Dun, 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 dun.
Do a Jimmy John's cover CD.
Jimmy John's. 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most Tam's gonna get into it podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Tam, did you just get 5 IQ points smarter?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you see in those glasses?
Hold on. We're gonna actually put them on and not like a sexy librarian who knows that you love the Dewey Decimal. It's not terrible. It's not like the absolute worst. So, like, this is still fine. But, like, when I look at something at an 8, oh, I totally wasn't speaking to the microphone. This poster behind me is fine, but, like, if I look at something at an angle, it feels like I have those high school drunk glasses that don't represent accurately well what being drunk is like
God,
at all.
No, it does not.
Those drunk goggles are, like, 10 times how bad your vision gets when you're drunk.
It did not give me the warm, fuzzy feeling.
No, the teacher did that. The teacher did that.
Yeah, they didn't really...
I had a guy.
Me too.
They didn't really make you realize what the reason was in the first place. Because you put them on, you're like, why would anyone ever do this? It's like, that's not all it does.
Yeah. Probably because you're going to be 23 and sad and alone.
Oh, it got real.
Box wine is crazy cheap,
dude. It is. It's like
what, $10.99, $9.99?
Don't look at me. I have zero idea. I've
something
I've,
like that.
You're the one who said it.
I know. I watch it's, TV.
It's something like $11-$12 bucks for the entire damn thing.
I've seen Friends. I can be topical with Friends.
Ooh, a couple. You're like a decade late.
Yeah, man.
Decade and a half.
Yeah, Friends was a long time ago. Never ever watched it.
I'd watch reruns.
Looks gay as hell.
How you doing?
Good. I think we're all doing good here, right, Andy? You doing good?
Yeah, I had a really good week. I finished training at work. So
nice,
baby
dude.
Bird's gonna spread his wings.
Nice.
And baby bird's pretty scared.
Yeah.
Baby bird got to deal with people's credit cards.
Oh.
Nice. For what company?
Sorry, I took a drink of water. First Data.
First Data.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm totally canceling my PayPal.
I don't think they.
Nope.
Compete.
Nope. I'm still gonna cancel my PayPal.
Shit.
My week was pretty fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty fantastic all the way up until Friday night. Friday night is when it got like it became a roller coaster of emotions. What? Yes.
Okay, hit us.
Oh, I'm gonna get into it. So Monday was my 1 year anniversary with Abby. Boo, 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 boo. Air horns. It was super fun. And for the first time in like, I don't know, 10 months, I have a radio in my car now. That was my anniversary present. She put a radio in my car. So crazy, super nice. And the week went pretty well. Pretty according to plan. Until we got to like Friday. And then like Friday, somehow... Here, we start off on a bad note. Somehow, my cat got shit all over its asshole. Like, it's a long-haired cat, and there was shit all over that asshole. And me and Abby had to somehow get it out. And I'm not good with messes.
Like, why is...
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I can't stand, like, sticky things on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, smells bother me. So we had to get a lot of dried shit out of this cat's asshole. It wasn't a good time. But I went to a Yu-Gi-Oh! Thing afterwards with freshly washed hands.
They're like pink. Just
wow. Who would have known that Tam would play with shit twice in one day?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Oh. You have the air horn. Yeah, I was like, the air horn. And you used your mouth for the...
I use my mouth to the rim shot, not the air horn.
I hear you, but I feel like both would have applied. You could have just air horned again.
Yeah, you don't know what a rim shot is?
Yeah.
We'll wait.
Oh. I thought that was something with the tongue in my butt.
No. So anyways, like, I go there to go play with my shitty card games, as Matt put it. And my entry pack, I open up a $60 card. So I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. It doesn't matter if I'm winning or losing. I won the whole damn thing. This is the most expensive card right now, and I got it.
Nice.
Only two more to go. And then like I get this crazy headache. But then we go to Applebee's, where there's karaoke, and I sing the shit out of Your Love by The Offspring and fucking killed it. But then I go home and realize that Abby's...
Get laid.
No. I realized that Abby's best friend, her mother, kicked her out. So now I have a third roommate. And so, but rent's cheaper. So it's been like this kind of crazy roller coaster weekend. Oh, and that night I had to take the trash out. And
that fucking sucks.
An idiot, I put it up over my shoulder, and it somehow sprung a leak and like drained all down my leg. And I'm like, damn it.
Dude, that's happened to me so many times at Panera.
Yeah, you never sling the trash over your shoulder.
I was just like, but my arms are so tired.
My arms are lay tired.
And then last night, a friend was in town, and we played the craziest, craziest games of Cards Against Humanity. It was insane. We played Cards Against Humanity Charades, which was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
I can imagine.
You like, pick up three cards, and you have to pick the best one.
How do you explain Hitler did nothing wrong?
That's not a card you pick. I had to explain Emma Watson, just like not Hermione Granger, Emma Watson, and that was really hard because they have to say the exact phrase.
Wait, Cards Against Humanity, and there was a card that was just Emma Watson.
Yes,
really,
yeah. Well, this guy had the biggest, blackest box, so he had them all. He's got them all.
Mm.
Yeah. So we had a plethora. There were like 11 people playing. No, 12. Oh, we had two teams of six.
Did you know there's a card hidden in the box?
I know that, but I didn't tell him that because he deserves to discover that on his own.
Oh, he's never going to discover that on his own.
I know he won't. And then...
I never would have unless someone told me.
Yeah. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's one in every single... pack, not just the biggest, blackest box.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's one in every one. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And now I know that.
Because I have the original and one expansion.
Dude, we should play charades on the podcast. Okay, this is the last thing we did.
Jackal.
The last thing we did.
Okay, so you played a bunch of card games.
We did a 1-minute job interview for like a random job that was like pre-made cards. And you had to weave three Cards Against Humanity stories or Cards Against Humanity cards in your job interview.
Mm.
And like you didn't get to know what they were beforehand.
That's a good so improv like, test.
Shit. and then had to like pull it out on the spot.
Huh.
It was super fun.
I played movie trivia night or movie game night or that one show host that one show that's hosted by that, this is going to sound so bad, that lesbian-looking woman from Glee.
Go on.
You've got me. I don't know.
I'm hooked.
Hollywood Game Night.
Yeah.
I wasn't stuck on that. I was stuck on the host.
I know who you're talking about.
Jane Lynch?
Yeah, that's her.
I think she's more than just lesbian-looking.
I know. I'm pretty sure she is too. But,
yeah.
She's lesbian feeling, like, lesbian sounding, lesbian touching.
I went over to Josh and Amy's new apartment,
mm-hmm.
and we played Hollywood Game Night, and it was a blast. It was a blast, but it also made me realize that's what fucking old people do.
Yeah. Andy found another reason to pretend he's 50.
Yeah. It's weird, dude. It's so weird having, like single friends and then having like married couple friends. The differences of things I do with them are so different.
Yeah.
Single friends.
You still have fun with.
I have fun either way, but it's like different fun. Like a couple weeks ago.
It's like legit fun compared to family friendly, which is never fun.
It's like it legit bad. Fun versus swinger fun. Yeah. Got some awesome married friends.
Josh and I try.
Yeah.
We try. That's from a lack of trying.
Yeah. That, I mean,
from a lack of put downs.
It's honorable.
That's actually the reason we don't hang out much.
He got it hard. And I didn't.
No. We just try too much.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was a good week.
So you said you went over to John's house?
Oh, yeah, and we did like LAN gaming. Like, we set up, there was like six of us, and then we all like LAN, like Warcraft 3 and stuff. And
nice.
Like,
dude.
I would never do that with a married couple. If I did, I don't know how I'd feel. I don't know if I'd feel like I hit the jackpot or if this was like really weird.
Are we still talking about swinging? Is that what we're talking about?
You know, you could probably find the right married couple, because if we're thinking Josh and Amy. If Amy wasn't there and it was just Josh, you still wouldn't be LAN partying with Josh.
I know. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Would you LAN party with Amy?
Yeah, I think she can play solitaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to say, I don't know, but I don't think she...
She might know what Minesweeper is.
Nice.
I don't think she has Counter-Strike down.
Yeah. I know she likes Flappy Birds and Angry Birds.
Oh, I don't know if she can 360 no-scope yet.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's a requirement.
Yeah.
Is it?
I practice nightly 360 no-scoping my wife.
I see it in my dreams.
What prestige are you?
Boom, headshot.
4.
Nice.
You level up pretty high when you get married.
Oh, yeah?
You get like an XP boost.
Do you have extra skins?
Yeah. Andy's on
They got cutoffs when I prestige.
Andy's on a permanent double XP weekend. Yeah,
like, how much Mountain Dew have you had, dude?
Yeah. I found 64 packs.
Nice.
The codes are like $8.
That's so funny. Can you sell those codes? For, like, money? Like, actual money?
I don't know.
There's no way you're going to make a profit off of that.
This wasn't some scheme that I was sketching. I thought this was already happening. I was like, fuck, dude.
I bet it's possible you could sell them to somebody. I don't know.
Like, just, like, hoard a bunch of them and then be like, XP weekend's coming up and I have 1,000 of these. Ooh. Who wants to give me $100?
Yeah.
There are some people that might do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys want to talk about, like, cool April Fool or funny April Fool's things you saw on the internet instead of dumb ones? Because there is, like, okay, there's one that I could talk about that I really like.
I saw a lot of things, but I'm sorry, I can't help you with the cool ones.
Did you see the Netflix one?
Yes.
I love that one.
Really?
Yeah, I really did. I thought it was, like, really funny and... They spent, like, time on that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the little, like, video they did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was some, like, high production quality, too.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't dumb. It wasn't falsified. It was just, like, a fun thing. Like, everything was John Stamos related.
You know, the absolute dumbest thing that came out was Gmail's mic drop.
I saw the headline, but I just didn't understand it. So.
It's just next to the send button was... Send plus mic drop, which just sends a GIF of a minion dropping a mic.
Oh.
And people were like, okay, well, I just sent that to a guy I'm trying to get a job from, so. And someone else was like, I sent condolences to someone's uncle who passed away. And they're like, and there was a mic drop.
Oh my God.
It was right next to the send button.
That's so funny. God. That's really funny.
So would it just send that GIF or would it send
that? I believe it just sends that.
Oh, God.
That sucks. That, like, super sucks.
Yeah, they got rid of it. Like, I saw that, like, late at night, and then by the time I woke up, it was already gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys see the one from IGN about, like, Darth Maul?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that it was cool. They were, like, making IGN was going to partner with Netflix to make, a Darth Maul prequel story or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it looked really cool, high production value, but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, the dream's not real, and we all know it.
Yeah.
When we said that the release date was May the 4th, I was like, nice one. Did you guys pull any April Fool's jokes?
Hell no.
At the core, I fucking hate April Fool's, but I love original idea ones.
So, like, at my job, Sanmai, we've kind of had, like, a bunch of people, like, leave for, like, reasons, like... In the past 3 months, I've had like 4 instructors quit, which is like a lot for a little business. So yesterday or on April Fool's Day, I was just gonna text my boss, "Hey, I have to put in my 2 weeks. I'm moving to California. Like, I'm pretty much the only thing like tent pulling this company still, teaching wise. Like, if I left, I don't know what would happen."
Well, did you do it?
No, because I didn't want him to, like, go sit in his garage for an hour. Like, I told him about it yesterday, though, and he's like, "Yeah, I probably would have killed myself. I don't know what would have happened."
Oh, my God. Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's get into gaming news. Let's move this thing right along.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more. This is gaming news.
Ooh, another really quick April Fool's thing that I enjoyed was Black People Twitter on Reddit was Bikini Bottom Twitter for the day. So it was all SpongeBob Thug memes.
Damn it!
It was great.
Damn it, I want that so bad.
Yeah,
I love SpongeBob memes. They're like my fucking favorite.
So now there's a Reddit dedicated. It's Bikini Bottom Twitter. Yeah, Bikini Bottom.
All right, so let's compare the PSVR, Oculus Rift, and HTC Vive.
Let's do it.
Let's break them down.
I'm breaking them.
The PlayStation VR will be released October 2016.
Nice.
It's an OLED display, panel size of 5.7 inches, 1920 by 1080p resolution, of course.
Of course. If you were listening to that and you thought it was anything less, go fuck yourself.
That's the standard.
That's the standard.
Of course.
It's almost Christopher Walken. Of course.
Of course. The device price is $400. The cost breakdown here, the PS4, of course, will cost you $350. The VR, $400. Camera, $60. Two more Move controllers, $100. So you're looking at a total cost of $909.
But I own everything except the headset.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to say that at a normal volume? Oculus Rift, released March 28th, 2016. OLED, what do you guys know?
My dad just sent me a picture. He, like, creates things, and it was BB-8.
Cool.
I thought Andy would appreciate it. But I tried to do it, like, really quietly so that, like, I didn't interrupt the podcast.
Yeah, well, when I see your head going like that into the corner.
Sorry, dude.
I'm like, what's going on? Resolution on this one's 2160 by 1200. Refresh rate's lower at 90 hertz.
That's gotta hurt.
The device price, $600.
Shut up.
So the Oculus Rift will set you back in total with a PC of recommended specs, about $800. The Oculus Rift itself, $599, is gonna set you back about $1,399.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PC VR is super expensive.
Yeah, that's like the biggest thing. When people, like, I heard a lot of PlayStation users were, like, bitching about PSVR being $400, and I was like,
have you
compared it? But, like, you already have the thing that it runs on.
Yeah.
Like, you already have the thing.
Hmm.
You just gotta get, like, the helmet. Very technical terms.
HTC Vive, released in a couple days, April 5th. Again,
this is the one I want.
Same resolution, 2160 by 1200, refresh rate 90 hertz. In the box, you get the VR headset, Link box, Lighthouse base stations, various cables, and two custom controllers.
Oh, you get controllers with it. That's awesome.
Included software. I just thought this was funny. Tilt brush, fantastic contraption, and job simulator.
Job simulator.
Job simulator.
I've heard some, I've seen some goofy GIFs of job
simulator. I'm going to come home from my job, put on my VR headset, and go to work.
But yeah, Vive's the one I want, but damn, the, to like, do they have the PC with the PC too?
Yeah, the PC costs about $800 again. The Vive's $799, so you're looking at about $1,600.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So
it's more than I've spent on my girlfriend this entire year.
And finally, the one from Nintendo. What? Yeah, the
one from 98?
Yeah, the Virtual Boy.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Go on.
Yeah.
It only has a red screen display, very top heavy and always falls over and drains batteries like crazy. So you got to plug it into a wall.
Okay, so there's no console?
No, there's no console. Actually, it's a console itself.
Whoa.
And it comes with actually about 30 games.
That's insane. That's more games than all those other systems combined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the problem is not any of them are good.
And it gives you massive headaches.
To be fair, that's opinionated.
Yeah, that might be subjective, but trust me. Just trust me.
I am Nintendo's biggest fanboy. For the Virtual Boy.
Sony is getting renamed. Well, Sony Computer Entertainment is now Sony Interactive Entertainment.
And this is real, and they announced it on April 1st, which is a dumb idea.
Yeah, it was a dumb idea, but it's not an April Fool's joke. Yeah.
I haven't believed, like, anything on April 1st. Anything.
Damn, I'm pregnant!
April 2nd, still pregnant.
Last year, me and Abby got engaged after dating for like, I don't know, 6 days.
Mm.
That was our April Fool's joke.
That's funny.
Ha!
You'll notice I was just like, that's funny.
My mom got very serious about it. She's like, I have the ring if you want it, I guess. And I was like, whoa, look at the calendar.
Oh, they support you. That's
they
nice.
Totally do. A little scary.
We want them grandbabies.
Yeah.
You can't just endlessly stockpile your Nintendo points. They expire after 6 months.
Oh.
So you gotta spend them.
No.
You gotta use your points.
Oh, no, that's crappy.
You gotta use your points.
Oh. Nope.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, that's really not cool. Not cool, Jack.
Also, Nintendo will mail you a Shadow Mewtwo card for Pokken Tournament.
If you buy one,
not April Fool's. Nintendo has always made it clear that prospective Pokken Tournament buyers would only get the Shadow Mewtwo card if they bought the game physically. But it's going the extra mile with a new promotion. Provided that you have signed up for the Nintendo store, anyone who bought the game digitally can now send in a support ticket to try and get a physical copy of the card.
Well, that's cool. Really cool on their part.
So, yeah.
Do you still prefer buying physical games over digital?
It depends on what it is.
It depends on the situation I'm in, really. If someone's like, oh, dude, you got to play this game with us now, I'll just buy the digital version. But I usually still buy physical versions. Me too.
Like, the only upside to physical versions that I see is, like, you know, representing your nerd cred. Like, Zelda games, I don't want to buy the digital because, like, nobody can see it, you know? Like, it's not sitting on my shelf, and they go, wow, you obviously like this game. I could have, like, 30 games on my computer, and you're not just going to, like, here it is. This is everything.
This is my world.
At the same time, like, if I want to, like, I could bring Hyrule Warriors over to Matt's house and be like, hey, let's play for a bit. If I had the digital, I'd be like, I brought my Wii U, that thing you already have. let's do it.
Yeah, that is very true.
So like, Sony's, here's how you share a game.
Yeah, that was good.
But we're like, we're in the digital age. I'm going to just give you my PS4.
That is all I have for gaming news.
Really?
No, let's move on to technology.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is Technology News.
Please assume the position.
All right.
That one was good.
The FAA relaxes some commercial drone rules. The new policy allows small unmanned aircraft operated other than model aircraft to fly up to 400 feet anywhere in the country except restricted airspace in other areas such as major cities.
Have they actually put laws on mounting weapons on drones yet? Like pistols?
I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure. My next story here.
Oh, no fucking way.
A chainsaw-wielding drone.
That's not That's a pistol. Great segue.
A couple of Finnish farmers went and attached a chainsaw to a drone and showed off how scary it could be.
Who did this put fear in you?
Do we have video?
We have a GIF.
Oh, dang.
Is it cool?
Yeah.
I'm walking around.
I mean, it's pretty much what you'd expect. Yeah. It's a chainsaw being carried by a drone.
I fucking love science.
That's a lot funnier than what I imagined. I don't know why I thought, like, drone and, like, chainsaw on top sticking out so we could, like, turn the shit. it's just, like, carrying it like a person. You guys remember seeing a Friday the 13th X when it's like in space?
Yes.
Yeah, that's gonna be a horror movie. Like drones with chainsaws.
Oh, no, a drone. It can think.
Like the birds, but they just got a bunch of chainsaws.
Dude, that's a sci-fi movie right there.
I know.
Dude, pitch that shit.
I just did.
No, like write a letter to them. Pitch it.
It's gonna be the sequel to Schindler's Fist.
How can I make that into a porn?
I don't have a working... obviously, it's just not a chainsaw.
It's dildos?
Dildos. Machine-powered thrusting dildos.
Sex machine drones.
Another Viking settlement has possibly been found in the New World.
Where at?
Looks like World. South Newfoundland.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not America, so I don't care.
Shut up. That's really cool. What makes it different from like all the other ones? I'm not sure. Like,
it doesn't really make it different. It's just another one.
Yeah, okay.
Because they've only found one before.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So now they've found two, and more or less, pretty much confirming that Vikings were here about 500 years before Christopher Columbus.
That's cool. That's so neat.
Which, I mean. To be fair, the Vikings did hit North America. Christopher Columbus hit the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm here. You know you're next door.
he good.
Keep him.
You stay. Don't come.
And he was like, oh, I'm Masadi.
I'm bringing the pasta.
Are you Mario?
I bring it the pasta.
He was Italian?
He was Italian, but he sailed for Spain.
Oh, I thought he was...
Italy didn't want to fund his trip.
I thought he was Spanish and he went for England.
Nope. I'm shaking my head at everything you're saying.
I shake my head.
I don't disagree with you.
He was Italian and he sailed for Spain.
Well, boppity-boopity, that's cool.
Boppity-boopity. A man who actually has a totally normal relationship to a human builds a Scarlett Johansson robot.
I saw pictures of this. It's eerie.
I saw this on an episode of House, actually.
A graphic designer from Hong Kong. Oh, God. I started to yawn. I yawned and then I inhaled.
Did you just lose a bit of your soul?
No, I yawned and then I inhaled.
A ghost come out of Matt's mouth.
A graphic designer from Hong Kong named Ricky Ma dedicated $50,000 in 18 months to building this humanoid robot designed to look like the Hollywood star.
You know she's at home just like scrubbing herself. Like,
I'm sure the robot can't move by itself.
He actually wouldn't name what actress he had for Mark 1.
Oh, really?
But it's Scarlett Johansson.
Jarlett Skohansen. Is he planning on making any more celebrities?
Oh, I just saw
it. It does not say.
It's gone. You're now a ginger.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm getting paler by the
Don't
moment.
Go in the sun.
You look like me.
I don't go in the sun anyways.
Alrighty.
I would love to have a Britney Spears one.
Britney Spears?
Did I fuck that up?
A Britney Spears?
Nope, there was no B in there. Fuck. Yeah.
Britney Spears? Britney Spears?
Britney, no, Britney Beers.
Britney Beers.
That sounds like an actual beer company. Britney Beers.
Get some of those Britney Beers, baby.
When you gotta.
When you just need to get drunk.
All right, guys, we got some news to go into.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Three-hit combo.
You were gonna say?
No, I just like Ghostbusters.
Oh, I thought you had something to say.
No, I just went like,
Oh, I was gonna interrupt you with this.
I was about to bitch that I didn't get an air horn.
A dog brings home a grand worth of marijuana.
Good dog.
That's what it says here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's great. Miley, a black lab mix.
God, that fucking Miley Cyrus. Of the dog, she's ruining
not
her
the
life.
Marijuana. Have you?
Ah, damn. I wanted to see what that much looked like.
No, just looks like every black lab, Andy. Jeez. Oh.
Black labs matter, Andy.
Hashtag.
The dog actually brought it to the Jones County Sheriff's Office.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
We are very proud of her, a sheriff spokeswoman said. Meanwhile, the investigation is ongoing. On March 26, Miley left the house on a bathroom outgoing and brought back what appeared to be trash that she had torn through. But on closer inspection, Miley's owner suspected it was the marijuana.
Is that good kush, you know what I'm saying?
The owner contacted law enforcement and turned over the 1 pound cash, which appeared to have been packaged in several baggies for sale and was valued at $1,000.
Dang.
It seemed like there was room in the bag for 2 pounds, but we're not going to investigate further.
Sarah's just like, yeah.
Scientists offer plan to hide Earth from advanced space aliens. Oh my god, someone's going to be super pissed.
I know.
Someone's going to die. That's how pissed someone is.
Yeah, it could be life-threatening.
What about aliens, sorry. I think?
Scientists want to hide the Earth from aliens.
No.
How so?
Professor David M. Kipping, a graduate student at Allen... T-E-A-C-H-E-Y? Says in a new paper that lasers could be used as some sort of cloaking device to conceal our planet from aliens' prying eyes.
I will believe it when I see.
By directing laser beams at star systems where aliens might live.
Here we go. Okay.
I got my soul back. I usually yawn at least once per podcast.
You get back here. Nom, nom, nom.
By directing laser beams at star systems where aliens might live at just the right time, the astronomers argue we could compensate for the slight dimming of light that occurs when Earth crosses in front of or transits the sun. Any aliens who observed a periodic... these words... of starlight from our sun could infer the presence of our planet.
Matt, what's a soul taste like?
Couple questions about this story.
Tastes like grapes.
Oh, hey.
Couldn't aliens live in, I don't know, literally anywhere else of space, this thing that we think is infinitely large?
Yeah. Probably.
Okay, all right.
So we would have to get an idea of where they live before we could shoot these lasers.
Right. So we'd have to observe them before they observe us.
Flip a coin.
Or we could just start randomly shooting lasers places and hope we get lucky.
This reminds you of like when you get pulled over by a cop, and he doesn't want you to see his own face because he thinks you're the bad guy. And he like shines the flashlight in your eyes, and you're just like, fuck, dude. Like, I know you're there, but that's annoying.
Stap.
I get it. It was a 65, and I was going 67. Don't be a dick.
You being one.
Obviously, I don't say that out loud.
Oh, I do.
You do?
Balls to the wall.
Oh, my God. Andy, you're so cool.
Hard.
You're the coolest guy. No. Can I put you on my Christmas cards?
Yes.
This fucking page is frozen. Hold up. Hold on. I'm trying to fix pages.
That's all I could think, too.
All right. So, from the Andy News Analysis League. Cyclist making Jimmy John's delivery climbs over moving train.
Dedication.
The video's pretty awesome, too.
A Jimmy John's delivery man in Florida was apparently trying to live up to the eatery's freaky fast slogan.
Where was he from?
Florida.
Perfect.
When he climbed a moving train to cross the tracks. A video captured by a motorist in San Marco, a neighborhood of Jacksonville, shows a Jimmy John's delivery person on a bicycle stopped at railroad tracks while a train passes. The man slings his bicycle over the back and climbs over the moving train to get on the other side.
I'm sure he just had like his iPod in, and he's like, fuck, this is bad. How am I going to get over? And the next song plays, it's like, dun, 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 dun. It's like, fuck, I have to now. The universe is telling me that I need to climb this train.
Jimmy John's, and he's probably just like, fuck, I gotta go.
His boss, John... like a little overly overweight. It's like, if you come back late one more time, I don't care what stops you. You're getting there on time. I don't care if it's hell, high water, or a speeding train. And this kid's like, fuck, that was specific.
Oh my God.
Quote, the Jimmy John's employee's behavior was a clear violation of train safety guidelines and Jimmy John's safety guidelines.
But he got a promotion? Silver lining?
No, he's probably going to get fired.
Oh. I wonder if he's going to be a spy now.
Jimmy John. Fast sandwich.
Number 9. Hold the mayo.
He does that walk thing, and then instead of a gun, he just fucking pulls out a sandwich.
Dun, 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 Jimmy John, John, John. Dun, 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 dun.
Do a Jimmy John's cover CD.
Jimmy John's.
Dun, dun, dun. Jimmy John's. Jimmy. I bet that's going to be our first sponsor. Jimmy John's.
Just a poor Jimmy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor Jimmy, nobody loves me.
Sparing his life from lettuce and...
Subway bullshit.
Come on, Jimmy, let's go party.
John's. We definitely could.
Don't let the days go by, Jimmy John's.
I will do anything for Jimmy John's, but I won't do that.
You were going to hit those high notes?
No.
No, you're not going to hit those.
I can do anything for Jimmy John's.
I'll go right into hell and back.
Bum, bum.
You go to hell and back, dude. It has to be butt stuff. Like, she wants to, like, tickle his butt or something. That's the only, like...
Oh, you think it's for him?
Yeah, like, oh, okay. I think she wants to do that to him because he will go to hell and back before he's like, no, chicks like tickling my butt.
Okay, all right. Like Women's Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah. And he's just like, no.
Yeah, I don't do that. I will go to hell.
Pressure. Under pressure, pushing down on you, Jimmy John's on me.
Jimmy John's on me.
get a number two, just spread it on your face.
All right, stop. Right. Yeah. Collaborate and listen. Mm-hmm. John's is back with a brand new mission. Is there another story? Or we're just going to sit here.
It's tricky to rock a sandwich right on time. It's Jimmy. It's Jimmy, Jimmy,
John.
No, I don't have any more stories.
My anaconda don't want none. And Jimmy John's ain't got none.
So that'll do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. You can get our Jimmy John CD at cdbaby.com. Remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-pc. Email us, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. So, for Tam and Andy and Jimmy Johns, this is Matt signing out.